We're back to the Neil Haley Show and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome the show CEO Tanya McKenzie of Sand and Shores. Tanya, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I am awesome. Super happy to be here with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your entrepreneurial journey. How did that start for you?
Well, let's see. I was lucky enough to spend the first 20 years of my career working for profit and nonprofit organizations in marketing, communications, PR, and such. My biggest impact came when I was with the YMCA. It's a nonprofit, but what you learn early on is that when companies do not have budget, the first thing that goes is what? Marketing. Okay, well, no one can buy from you or patronize your business if they don't know who you are. So we helped raise over $1 million using PR at the YMCA. When I moved to Southern California, I was with a publishing company, Southland Publishing, which is great. They've been doing the same thing for over 40 years, but it was also called the Silicon Beach. So we weren't really using as much technology as you would think. I went from the Silicon Valley to Silicon Beach. They weren't using much technology. And it started bothering me about how many companies spend money on advertising and marketing, but they don't really get their ROI. So I started Sand and Shores, particularly to be able to work with businesses and entrepreneurs so that they could start really understanding PR marketing, social media, and technology, and get their ROI from it, really understand what they're purchasing and making sure that they are really getting what they're paying for.
And that's the key thing. Get what they're paying for. Results. A lot of times people are going to promise specific things and then they just don't happen. And I guess that drive being in a nonprofit showed you, whoa, this is it. If we can get results in something there, which is a challenge in the nonprofit world, we can do it anywhere. And ultimately, a lot of people are creating services and they don't really have a goal of what that progress is going to be. What have you seen out there in your journey of looking at your competition?
A few things. One is that public relations, well, communications and then public relations, it's very abstract. So people assume it's the glitz and glamour, but it's really the minutia of it that people don't understand, which is what they really need. They think it's the cameras and the lights, but what it really comes down to is them getting their public, many times they don't know who their public is, to know, like, and trust them so that they will patronize them and spend money with them as opposed to their clients. But again, many people don't understand. They just hear these cliche words. There's a lot of cliche words out there, right? And you're like, oh, I want that. You don't even know what you say, what you're saying that
you want. Exactly. It's the buzzwords as I have on my website, because they come up with these buzzwords and they say these things and then the client has no idea. They really have no idea. And what is going to be the ultimate result? Because it's really looking at each individual client's different. They have a different audience. You define that audience and look at that. And this is the problem. There's so many different buckets. There's a bucket, hey, this, they do social media management and they might do SEO and they might do websites, but yet ultimately it's just really cookie cutter. And then there's other PR firms that, hey, we do this. We get them on different shows. We teach them media relations, different things, but then they don't understand the other side of it. So I think, Tanya, that's where you call yourself boutique, because you look at those and put it together in the way you'd like to have it. Am I correct?
Absolutely. And we spend time educating the client. We've learned that over time, there is going to be a level of education that actually takes place, right? And especially if you're a small business, your budget is small, so you don't have excess funds to just keep throwing at something. You need to understand what you are spending your money on and the end result. We actually took our services and tailored it down to be project-based, so people can stop having these broad ideas about what they should be getting from PR and media and really tailor it down to what is it that you are trying to do. Now let's reverse engineer that and make it happen using communications and thought leadership.
Yeah, because they can come up with 62 different ideas and say, oh yeah, I saw what happened here on Instagram. I saw this Twitter thing, or what's going on with these funnels, you know, or, you know, I have, what can I, how can I build my email list? But they're not looking at the bottom line. It's the business again to make money. It's about ROI, about having a result through their marketing that leads to their sales. Because a lot of times they don't even have a good sales page. They don't know how to lead them to a specific place. And yet say, hey, I've done all these different things. I just did all these radio shows, or I did these all these podcasts, or I did this and that, and I didn't get anyone to buy. Or like, I didn't, we're not marketing. We're still doing the old thing, and that's in marketing. And that's the only thing that works for us. Why is that, Tanya? Because they haven't been educated in what the other things bring. Because there's a new thing always on the horizon. But is that really going to work for that particular client? And that's what you have to understand, instead of saying, oh, you can do this because it's the hot thing right now. And then they spend all their money and then there's no result.
It's very cliche. That's really all I can come up with. I have to tell people all the time, Instagram isn't a real place. You can't go there. Okay. We have to really talk about your message and your brand. Like, who are you? Who are you? What do you want to be known for? So you can't just be saying these cliche words, throwing them out on different social media platforms. Your social media should all be uniform. Is your look uniform? Do they go to one place and they go to the next place and they can't even decipher if that's the same company or the same person they're dealing with? So there's a lot of education that goes along. By the time they're done with us, they have a very thorough understanding of what needs to happen consistently. So consistency becomes a thing. How are you doing this? What is your system? What is your process? Who is your client? How are you talking to them? How are we getting messages to them on a regular basis? So it really comes down to educating and teaching, because you don't have an endless budget. Even if you're the best company, you still want to understand what's supposed to happen and know that you and your clients represent the company, not your client, your employees also represent the company. That is also a conversation. Okay, well, you can't be saying one thing and then your marketing person is saying something else.
Exactly.
And your salespeople are saying something else. So it really comes down, I guess, the best way to tie a bow around it is messaging. What is your message and how are you getting it out to your public?
Would you say that you work mostly with businesses? Tanya, what would you say?
Mostly businesses and organizations. I do a lot of nonprofit organizations still, which also include government organizations, right? Civic organizations, law enforcement. I'm also an LA County commissioner, so I have access to a lot of individuals and companies that are in the government space, nonprofit space. And many times, again, because they have the smallest budgets, they don't have endless budgets. They are the ones that need the most help. Because those are the ones that are actually affecting people's lives on a daily basis. They're touching people and making changes on a daily basis. You have to be able to communicate that to the public that you serve. And many times they don't recognize that they too should be presenting themselves as a brand. What does that look like?
Exactly.
So then you have these reputation issues that come up. How do you fix that? So building a strong reputation is a process that you also need to be thoroughly engaged in.
And here's the thing. This is one thing that people understand, is if you're going to have a business, you got to have social media. Just because you say, hey, I'm not getting sales off social media, doesn't mean that's not, you shouldn't have social media. People make decisions not on the first time they see you, seven times they see you. So let's just say someone wants to refer you, right, to your business. Okay. Before they go, what are they going to do? They're going to go to their Facebook page. They're going to go to their website. They're going to go to many different places. If they're turned off by one of them, Tanya, are they going to buy? Are they going to show up? No.
Nope, not at all. And that's the other thing, is explain. I've also been involved with chambers of commerce for a very long time, over 20 years. And I even say it there. You don't come here just so people buy from you. You come here to learn how to be top of mind for what it is that you're offering. How are you communicating to people so that when you do need something, when they do, when their friends need something, they think of you? And that also becomes a pattern of behavior that you put off as a business owner, as a leader in an organization. When you show up in the public, what are you talking about? How are you showing up? And how do people remember, hey, I need my car fixed. Ah, I know the owner of that automotive shop down the street. Oh, I need a catering. I did meet the owner of that restaurant, and I heard from social media that their food was great, looking at their ratings and being able to talk about those things in a way that people actually remember you and want to support you.
And it's not, and I think that you see the holistic point of view and all those things. Where can people find information on you? Especially, I think that nonprofits definitely need to ask your advice for certain things because they're struggling the most with budgeting, different things like that. Where's the best place people can check you out?
Sand and Shores. I'm consistent on all social media platforms. That's SANDANDSHORES, just like you hear it, Sand and Shores. I want your life to be more like a vacation. We do the work. We help you get there. So Sand and Shores on all social media platforms, sandandshores.com.
All right. Fantastic. Thanks for stopping by. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.